Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. You can follow me on Twitter at BoobzillaXXX. And I have my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hello. Can you hear me? This is Karen Fisher, and you can follow me on Twitter at SexyKarenFisher and Instagram, KarenFisherXX.
Awesome. So what's been going on in the past week? Sorry about the little technical difficulties I had logging on this morning or this evening.
That's okay. Last week my grandmother actually passed away. So sad.
Mm-hmm.
Poor thing. And probably not the best place to talk about it, but that's why I haven't been up so much. I did have a new movie come out from Sarah J's production company called Feeling Your Feet. So that just came out. Maybe it just came out today. I don't know. But it's a pretty cool girl foot fetish theme. So for all you guys who like feet out there, you should definitely check that out.
Why am I not surprised, girl?
Oh my gosh, you love it.
I am totally not shocked at all.
What?
This has to stop. This seriously has to stop. Every week you have to be talking about girl.
I don't know what to say.
I think you do deliberately to torment me.
Oh, no. That's not true. So what has been up with you?
Yeah, I see in the news it said Karen Fisher featured in Why They Feeling My Feet.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one with Sarah J. We actually shot that the week of, I was going to say the week of Instagram. What the hell? The week of ABN.
And like the week of Instagram, when is that?
I know, I'm spacey today. I also did my taxes, man. That's another reason too. That was brutal doing my taxes. But I owed less than I thought I was going to, so that made me happy. It was worth all the bullshit.
Paying taxes for us is not so fun. Like everyone else is like, oh, we can't wait for tax season. But for us, it's like, oh, we dread it.
Because people don't understand. People are like, oh, you must make so much money, and that's why you have to pay it. And I'm like, no, it's not that. The fact that we don't pay all year because we're self-employed, so we get hit in the end with a big fat bill. So, and then you feel it more than if it's, like, spaced out throughout the year.
Yeah, so tonight we have Miss Rachel Steele joining us.
Yeah.
So are you going to tell me that you did a lesbian scene with her too?
No, I actually don't know her. So I was going to say, tell me about her. Or is she going to tell me about herself?
She's a redhead MILF. She owns Red MILF Productions, Inc.
Okay.
So she's a legendary taboo MILF. So that would be interesting to, like,
tap into a taboo milk.
She's not just a regular milk. She's a taboo milk.
I want to be a taboo milk. I want to get a
Are you copying? Can't you just be
milk.
Your own regular self?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not a taboo milk yet. But I have a feeling I'm going to be one soon.
You are a milk. What are you talking about?
Not a taboo milk, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. She does a lot of BDSM. She's really into, like, hand jobs and blowjobs. And
okay.
I'm curious what this death fetish is. I hope that she doesn't kill people. Death fetish.
Oh, wow. That's weird. I did, though. You know what? I've been camping a lot this last week, too, and I did it was a sneezing fetish show. So my point is, like, there's a fetish for, like, anything, it seems like.
What fetish did you shoot for or you film?
It was a cam show. It was just a cam show, like, on StreamMate. One of the guys, you know, he took me into private, and he's like, I'm into sneezing fetish. And I was like, okay, what do you mean? Like, you want me to be like, you know, like a fake sneeze? He's like, no, I want you to take a piece of Kleenex and, like, wind it up into, like, a point and then put it inside your nose and tickle your nose. And it actually does make your eyes water and it makes you sneeze like crazy. So, there really is a fetish for everything. What?
No, so basically you're saying that he, like, was jerking his cock for you to be sticking a toilet paper up your nose to make yourself sneeze?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So there's something for everyone out there.
There is, and I'll keep my comments to myself. But, guys, if you're listening and you have a taboo fetish or you have a fetish,
or if you just have any questions.
That's true. Please feel free to call in 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1, or you'll just be in cyberspace just hanging on there. And let me see. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to talk to Miss Oh, I think she's here with Rachel Steele. She is originally from Boston, Massachusetts. She owns Red Milk Productions and Videos, and it's very interesting to talk. Looking forward to talking to her tonight about all her little fetishes she does, BDSM, tickle me, fetish fantasy, teen job. Taboo stories. I want to hear about that. And now I
probably
also want to hear about
my biggest thing is the role playing.
She's here.
Yes, I'm here. Hello. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought you guys heard me. I was here. Yeah, I've been here. So,
well,
yeah,
welcome,
thanks for having me. Thank you.
No problem.
So, yeah, I would say that, basically, my actual life off camera is always been, I've always been attracted to younger men. So being a MILF is just come naturally to me. And that's how it is off camera for me as well in my personal life. So the fetishes, that are happening for me, the biggest selling point for me is the older woman, younger man. And we dip into the taboo, which is, the aunt, the stepmother, the mother, the sister, the brother, the family fantasies and whatnot. That's where it becomes taboo. And that's where it becomes interesting as well. So, yeah, it's a pretty interesting life out here. And I find that every day I can see the connections between older women and younger men, and sort of feels like it's still a little bit in the closet, so it needs to come out. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, seems like it's for a long time. It's been, pretty common to see an older man with another younger
Absolutely.
Woman.
Absolutely.
But it's just recently that it's kind of, become a thing that older women with younger men, and I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, if you're healthy and you're fit and you have a high sex drive and you're attracted to good-looking people, then a lot of times as you get older, the older men are not, as attractive, or, you just don't have that drive. So it's a completely hormonally natural hookup. I mean, it just feels completely right. And I think the men will agree with me on this. Absolutely, 100%, the men will agree on this. Older women are attractive to them. They will not deny it. It's so funny. But society has an issue with it. And they need to get the fuck over it, because it's happening, it's real, and I'm not going to stop until I'm in the ground. So, yeah.
Well, Miss Rachel, we do have a caller. Speaking of men, is
great
caller from 310. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you? Yes. Hey. How are you?
Hello, this is Ali.
This is Ali. Yeah.
Hi, Ali.
How are
from
you?
Dubai. Hi, Ali.
Oh, hi, Ali.
Hi.
Hello,
hi,
Ali.
Rachel.
Nice
hi.
From Zella.
Hi.
Nice
hi, Karen. I miss you girl so much, and I just want to call and say hi to Rachel. I'm a big fan of her. Also want to say how are you, Karen? How are you, Rosella? I'm sorry I missed some shows. It was very good shows, but you changed the clock over there, so I didn't catch up. So I want to say to Rachel, you are very beautiful, actually.
Thank you.
And
that's
a big fan
very
of yours.
Nice.
And
thank you.
The older woman and young men, that's amazing thing, really, because I think
Ali
I'm agree with
how
you.
Old are you,
yeah.
Am I right?
I know
it's,
how old you are.
It's a very true feeling, isn't it true?
Actually, I'm 30.
Yeah, thank you. That's very sweet. And I hope to come to Dubai one day, and I will post that always on my social media when I travel. I post where I'm going to be so that I can meet people like yourself, and you can buy me coffee.
Yeah, I wish. I wish, and also, I wish next time, Karen, when she comes to Dubai to meet her, I really wish that too.
Yeah, I will actually probably be in Dubai next month.
Next month. With her pit bull.
And yeah, and I hope also Rachel, and Karen do a video together. It will be also very amazing, you know, to see both. Beautiful ladies, yes, together in one video, right?
We will see about that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Ollie, for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Yeah, well, that was nice.
Yeah, we have another caller for you, Miss Rachel. You were just blowing up my line. It was awesome.
Sure.
Area code 419. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hello, ladies. My name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks for calling in to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Do you have a question for our lovely guest, Rachel Steele, or my co-host, Boobalicious, or myself, Boobzilla?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Like I said, ladies know, I follow all three of you on Twitter. And you ladies wonderful, sexy. I'm like, you know, I'm like a young guy who's like into older women, like MILFs and cougars. I love them.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yummy.
Oh, wow. You don't even sound anything like 24.
That is really young, though, actually.
It's perfect. Perfect match.
Oh, yeah.
There's just no denying it, is there?
No, Rachel.
No way you can suppress those feelings.
Oh, yeah. I follow you on Twitter. I sent you some tweets before, like, let you know I am just a giant. My question is, so your fans actually do have a chance to do a scene with you for your website?
I'm sorry, it was a little garbled there. What did you say?
On your website, do your fans actually have a chance to meet you?
Yes, absolutely. I've traveled overseas and met up with fans that I've spoken to for quite a while, you know. And let me just say this. Every situation is different. I'm very open and I'm very spontaneous, so... and I'm very single, so I just do what I want to do, and I have experiences with all kinds of people in different situations, and it has happened that it's been with a fan here and there. Male models that, all the male models, I would say 99% of the male models that I've shot with were just people that emailed me, said, you know, I'm interested in possibly trying out. They sent a picture. I had approved the picture. And then we would talk on the phone, and then we would do a shoot. So all the shoots, all the clips, all the films that I have are very real, because it's me and that male meeting maybe for the second time and then having sex on camera for the very first time, you know. So you'll see the nervousness. You'll see the shaky, the awkward gropes, the awkward everything, and then you can see the hot, steamy, passionate throes that we end up in. So, yeah, it's just a crazy life, and I just figure, you know, you just got to go out there and live it. You know, you just can't be afraid to express who you are and what you feel and share the love, you know, because I get back as much as I put out from everybody. I get it back. So.
I want to.
Well, I do have on my website, on rachel-steele.com, there is an area there where it says, you know, model inquiry. So you can just click on that and then submit pictures and images, and we go from there. And that's all it takes to be able to do a scene with me.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. So
thank you for your support. I appreciate that.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, ladies. It was nice talking to you.
You as well.
All right. Have
thank
a good
you.
Night. Thanks for calling to Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Rachel, you
bye
are
bye.
A very popular
bye.
Lady. You
Thank
are
you.
Very popular. I know. This is the most calls we've had for a long time.
I know. We have one more call, and then we have to go to break.
Okay.
Caller from 206. Hello, caller.
Hi there.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Jason from Seattle.
Hi, Jason.
Say hello. I'm Q Abyss. I follow you on Twitter. But Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have to agree 100% about the younger man, older woman. I after I got divorced in 04, I think the furthest away or the closest to my age I've dated is 7 years older than me, and it tends to be a more natural fit for some reason. I know it's a lot of my friends go out, they're like, oh, look at this, 20-something. And I'm like, yeah, but they don't, they're awesome. There's not the substance there, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a different
that's
world.
That, I've gotten that from a lot of people that I've spoken to. And like I said earlier, it's almost like, it's like coming out of a closet because, like I said, in my personal life, I have, relationships with people that 20 years younger than me, and it's nothing to me. Nothing. It means nothing. I mean, we get along. We have fun. We enjoy each other. We are sexually compatible. So what the fuck is the problem? And it's like, if I get looks from people, I'm just like, whatever, man.
I'm 36, and my last girlfriend was 50. But, it's funny. We never got any looks or any nonsense about it. I mean, she looks pretty young. She probably looks like she's in her late 40s. But
right.
I think being in my mid-30s makes it nice compared to my 20s. I would get some kind of looks when I was in my 20s, but now it's more reasonable.
Yeah, and I mean, I just feel that there's a serious, other than what society, must think, but it just, there's this serious attraction there. I mean, once you make that eye connection, and you've got to be on the same, level with the person as well. Not every single
Absolutely.
Person that's male that's 24 that walks by me is the one,
yeah,
I have to be able to have a conversation.
Yeah, I don't check out every 40-something-year-old.
Exactly,
totally.
But when you do make that connection, it's just, it's on, and the passion is so real, and it's so intense.
The sex
and
is so much better.
Yeah, I just can't even, that's why I keep making films, because it's my passion, it's what I love to do, I'm not faking it, I'm not,
no,
I'm just not one of those people that just goes out there and gets banged and goes through the motions and makes the noises and makes the face. I just, it has
frankly,
to be real. And that's why
I
love that
like
I own my own production
ones.
Company. Huh?
I said, I don't even know why people like the big ones, really.
Well, it's become vanilla, and it's a saturated market. So,
yeah.
People are looking for more real stuff. And I'm an independent producer. It's just me. And a camera person and one person that edits for me, that's it, like a 3-man operation maximum. And, I have lots of other help, advisors and people that help me out in media and stuff like that were fans
right.
to start with, and now they're friends/coworkers. And, for a small independent person to, like myself, to be able to be 10 years in this industry, it's wonderful because basically I'm doing what I believe in. I'm doing what my passion is, and it's just wonderful to have all these fans, and I thank the fans. I want to take this time opportunity to thank all of my followers and all the fans, because without them, I wouldn't be on the phone with you guys right now.
Awesome. Mr. Seattle, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you have any taboo fetishes, Mr. Seattle?
Do I have any taboo fetishes?
No, the caller.
Yeah.
Taboo fetishes for me, it's just a mood thing, It's like I've had sex in a lover's package changing room, it just depends on what's going on. I mean, it's, when you're hooking up with somebody, everyone's different, and there's just different moods, and it's just about reading each other and enjoying the connection. And I wouldn't say that I personally have any, taboo fetish other than, I'm attracted to women who are older than I am. But.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right? Well, that's awesome. I appreciate you calling in. We do have to go to a break.
Thank you.
So thank you so
thank
much.
You for the call. real quick, I love
And I'm
going to
be coming
Boston.
To Seattle, so make sure you buy me coffee as well in Seattle.
I would love to. All you,
yeah.
Definitely.
I'm going to be all caffeined out on my travels, but that's good. I'll be aware.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, thank
bye.
You. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, Ms. Rachel, we have to go to a quick break. So
great.
If you could hold the line, and we want to come back and ask you more questions because we didn't get a chance
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
All right. Because
sure.
All your followers wanted to speak with you, which is awesome.
That's fantastic. This is a great
yeah.
opportunity indeed. Yeah, I'm happy about
Have
that.
Have you ever been on a radio show that all these callers call in or no?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever been on a radio show that all these callers have called in before, or this many?
This is my first time. Yeah, I've done 2 radio interviews prior to this, but it was just a one-on-one. They asked me a bunch of questions, and
okay.
yeah, so this is
yeah,
the first time that I've been able to talk to people, and I love it. This is great.
We've had some big name girls on, and a lot. You've had more callers than most of them. So,
well, great.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well,
I'm happy.
Take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio. Joining us.
Hello.
Hi. So, before we get a lot of callers calling back, which is great, by the way, but we would like to ask you, you know, how did you get into the industry, and did you automatically get into, like, the fetish part or both, or?
Well, I, you know, I was a single mother, and I started seeing someone, and he picked me up to take me out to dinner, and there was some teenage boys lurking around, you know, like they do when you're a single mother. There's lots of kids always around. And I hopped in the truck, and we drove off, and he looked at me and said, "Oh, you're such a MILF." And I looked at him and said, "A what? What is that? I don't, what?" He said, "You're a MILF, a MILF." I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." So he told me what it was, and I laughed, and I thought, that's funny. And then several years later, that same man, we were hanging out by the pool, and I was wearing a white tank top that had a red cross on it that said lifeguard. And I was jumping in the water and jumping out and flipping my hair and trying to be sexy and being goofy, and he was taking pictures, and he ended up posting one of those pictures on a website, and it won like some sexy hot MILF picture thing. And then I realized, wow, this is crazy. I can, you know, I can make money. You know, I owned a hair salon prior to that, and I'd always been into fashion and some modeling and stuff like that, but never really thought about taking it to the sexual level or, you know, the adult industry. And that's sort of what got me started. I started webcamming. My name became big. I started to shoot for producers in the Tampa Bay area, and shooting fetishy stuff. So that's how I got into the fetishy industry. I started learning about tickling and bondage and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff, teasing and, you know, cock and ball torture and
ass
worship and, I mean, foot fetishes and, you know, everything from A to Z, and it still surprises me on a daily basis. There's some fetish that you've never heard of, like clicking your nails on a hairbrush or whispering. That seems to be the newest thing, is whispering like this, talking really quiet like this.
and then
it just snowballed from there, and I started to produce, you know, my own content with my, I ended up marrying that man we were talking about, and he passed away 2 years ago, unfortunately. And but together, he and I, out over a 10-year period, had built Red MILF Productions and the website rachel-steele.com. And I'm continuing to run it and make it happen and keep it independent and small. But yet, thanks to, you know, all the people out there and the supporters, I'm just growing huge, and, you know, I am so grateful about it. But that's how I got into it, you know, kind of by accident. And then I realized that it was my passion and that I love to create. I love to act. I love to film. I love everything about it, the whole, and I love meeting people. I love being social. I love being sexual. And I get to do what I'm attracted, you know, and I get so many beautiful young men and women writing in and sending me their pictures, and I'm like, yes, I'll have sex with you. Yes. I mean, it's just not a bad day when I go to sleep at night. I'm pretty happy.
Very cool. That's so funny.
Karen's laughing. I know what Karen's laughing about.
What? It's funny. It's cool. Like, it's not, I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing with her. That's awesome. Very awesome.
Oh, I thought you were laughing about something else.
No.
Something
else.
What
are you laughing about?
You know,
do you
want to
have
about
sex
what
with me, too?
No. Yeah.
I only laugh at you, Desiree. Don't worry. So we know, okay, you're, you know, really into the younger, older woman, younger man thing, which is cool. I'm down with that because I'm a MILF too, and I like younger men. I do like guys my own age as well, but younger guys are quite fun. So what is
you
it
like
though
older
that
men
I
too. Don't lie.
I like what?
you like older men enough to be a grandfather.
I actually do. Not like my grandfather's age or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes I do like an older guy. But,
sure.
Depending. I mean, I meet a lot of really interesting men that are older and they, you know, they're cool. So,
yes.
I just like guys.
I mean, by no means am I saying that, you know, anyone over 25 is not interesting or good looking to me at all. I'm just basically talking about the huge attraction that's out there that so many people deny and or say is wrong. And it's just, I just feel strongly about it. And, you know, I'm gonna express my views.
No, that's awesome.
No matter how many
religious
hate groups try to take my website down.
Oh yeah, you're in Florida. Are you in, what is that county? The sheriff's like crazy. Are you in that county?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Well, I've moved. I've moved back to New England, so I'm living in Portland, Maine now, and I just love it. Florida was not my place, but it was a great launching pad to start because it's a huge adult industry here, and I'm in Florida right now, so that's why I'm saying here, but. Yeah, so, but there's still the good old boys. So, you know, it's tread lightly and, you know, until things change a little bit. So, and things don't change until people start saying, you know, what they like and what they think is fine.
So I have to ask, what is the most taboo shoot that you ever shot, and what is death fetish?
Oh, the death fetish. Yeah, that's really fun to shoot.
Yeah, what is
it? It's basic. And, you know, it's so funny because that's another thing that gets a horrible rap, and it's, like, unacceptable. We can't show your stuff on our site. We can't sell your stuff. It's illegal. And I'm like, just watch HBO. You're going to see the same stuff. You know, it's basically the death fetish. Well, it's different, you know. Lots of people will write in for their scripts for that, and they all have different fetishes and fantasies of necrophilia, I guess, is what it would be. You know, watching strangulation, suffocation, bleeding out, overdoses, hanging.
Wow.
Other way. Ooh, drowning. Oh, and I've done all of them. I've done every single way that you can die, 101 ways that you can die. And then there's the posing after you're dead. You know, the eyes open, the death stare, the roll back, a mouth slightly parted open with the tongue off to the side. They're very particular about what they like and what they want. And I love it. I love to make that happen. And realizing that this is purely fantasy, and I am in no way encouraging people to go out and murder people so that they can see how sexy that person is while they pass away. Because that's not what I'm promoting at all. Yeah, it's purely fantasy, folks. So, you know.
I'm curious, how many people are into that? Is that like
a lot of people. A lot. I've been doing the death fetish films for probably 7 years. And, I mean, I don't continue to shoot things unless they're being sold and, you know, it's marketable material and there's a demand for it. So I'm only producing what is in demand. And I push the envelope right to the edge of the table, and sometimes I just flick it right off the table because that's just the way that I like to do things. And the death fetish is definitely one and that is.
Yes, it
is,
certainly is. Damn.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to film, though. It's fun to be the actress.
I'm intrigued. So what is the most taboo shoot you've ever done?
I'm sorry?
What is the most taboo shoot that you've ever done?
The most taboo shoot? Is that what you said? It's breaking up a little bit, the phone. The most taboo. Well, oh my gosh. So I have like 5,000 videos. So sometimes I go a little memory loss. It's a little hard to recall, you know, when you have that many videos to try to think back on which one. But, I mean, I've done things where, you know, it's pregnancy is involved, you know, knocking me up, getting me knocked up with their baby juice, you know, good stuff like that. You know, getting mother knocked up. You know, I think that's probably it's the family fantasy, the family fantasies that are probably the most taboo.
Wow. Does that like bother you, or are you going to be able to, you know, not let it affect you?
Does it bother me? Is that what you
mean? Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all. Because, again, you know, I can't reiterate this enough. It's purely fantasy. So this is fantasy ideas, and people have sexual fetishes about having sex with mothers, sons, you know, and everything that I portray is of age. It's legal and it's purely fantasy. So, you know, no one's being harmed. No one's doing anything against their will. You know, everyone is 18 plus and no one is related in these films either. So it's fantasy and there's a huge demand for it. Or again, I wouldn't be where I am right now because of it.
That is true. It is a really popular thing right now, the whole taboo.
If you notice, too, you know, since I named, you know, the one title had taboo in it, right after that, you know, where I sell my content, a lot of my content is sold, a lot of producers after that put that word in their titles, taboo, taboo, taboo. It was just down the line. It was like I went from, like, me to, like, 30 other producers. So that being said, it took off big, and it's even hit primetime television. You know, you've got Cougar Town, you've got all these suggestive. I think there's another show on called Younger, so that's all about a woman that's in her late 30s or maybe 40, dating someone in their 20s, and you know, the whole. And they're making that out to be something very taboo. So it's kind of a wave that's happening and it's going into mainstream and it's kind of interesting to watch how it happens and see what goes on.
That's awesome. That is really awesome.
So what do you, I can't talk. I'm so sorry. I've never done that before.
It's a late night.
Oh, you left me speechless. No, I wanted to ask you, what are you doing next? Like, what's coming up in the next year for you?
Well, I am currently working on revamping my website to make everything a little bit more up-to-date because technology changes so quickly. You've got to constantly be revamping, and I'm ready for a facelift on the website, so we're going to get that in motion. And I am looking to shoot this fall some new talent, probably in the New England area. I've had several male models contact me that I've been interested in shooting, so that's going to happen. Yeah, that's about it, you know, just revamping and making some new films. And that's about it.
Are you going to any Exoticas this year?
You know, I've never been to one of those shows, and I think that I'm going to look into that. There's Exotica and there's AVN, I think. So I'm going to look into that.
The next one is, I think, Karen, isn't it Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. It's like July 8th or something.
This July?
Yeah.
And then,
and then after Chicago is Dallas.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that circuit because I think it would be fun, and I've never done it before, and I just feel kind of ready for it. I wasn't really, you know, before I've kind of always laid a little bit under the radar. I never went out mainstream. I really haven't shot for maybe only three other big-name producers like Score Magazine and Sweetheart Videos with Nina Hartley, and I think that's about it, that all I've done outside of my own production company. So I've always had my own small in-house kind of feel, and now it's like I feel like it's time for me to kind of get out there.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you went to even, not even if you didn't make it to any exoticas if you make it to AVN. I think you would have a huge following since, you know.
That would be great. I would love it, and I would just love to be able to actually physically look at people, touch people, find people in person. My thumbs are getting tired from all the, you know, the phone work and the computer work, so it would be great to step out of there and put on a nice dress and go out in public and have some fun.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 days of nothing but craziness, and then the red carpet, and then parties in between those days. But it's a lot going on. So it's not
yeah.
only you're signing, you're doing interviews, because everyone's there in one spot, so everyone wants to shoot you or do interviews or, you know, meet up with you,
yeah.
you know, have dinner, drink, you know.
Sounds like
it's
a tough time.
You know.
Karen loves it.
Yeah, I think that I'll probably love it as well. And I'm definitely
Karen
gonna,
loves
I'm
it.
Definitely getting the gears ready for that. It sounds awesome.
Well, maybe we'll see you at the next one. Maybe
I
we
was
will
just
run
gonna say, now I've got two friends I can hang out with there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We might even have a booth this year again.
Oh, awesome. That's great. I'll definitely come by your booth and hang out. And I just want to let everybody know that the best way to find out what I'm doing and when, because it's sometimes
yeah.
it's spontaneous, is just to follow me on social media. So it's at Red Mills Rachel. And my website, you can find everything at rachel-steele.com. Everything is there, all my content, where to buy my content, DVD orders, hotmovies.com, you know, everything you can find on my website. So, and my travels as well, because I stay really on top of Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr to keep everybody informed as to what's
feature?
Going on. And yeah.
Do you feature?
I'm sorry?
Do you feature?
Do I feature?
Feature dance?
I'm not sure what you mean. Feature dance?
Yeah. You go to
like
the club.
If she doesn't know what it is, she probably doesn't do it.
No, but I used to be a dancer at Mom Venus, so I do know how to work a little on stage, but I can't do the pole stuff that you guys do nowadays. No, can't do it. Back my head open. I can swing around it and look pretty and sexy and stuff, but yeah, I can't do anything upside down.
That's awesome. But thank you so much, Miss Rachel.
Yes.
I appreciate
you
being on the show all this time and, you know,
yes, thank you so
it
much.
Out with us.
Absolutely. I loved it. Thank you, girls, for having me, and thanks for people calling in. I appreciate everything. Just want to thank everyone for the support, you know. It's been really wonderful, and I look forward to more exciting things to come.
Yeah,
awesome.
I hope to
see
you in Vegas.
I'm sorry?
What?
I think
you both spoke at the same
time.
Yes, that would be great. Stay in touch with me and let me know what's going on, and let's do it.
All right,
awesome.
Sweetie. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We haven't had a guest like that in a long time.
No,
Hello?
We haven't. Well, we've never had a guest that was into the death fetish. That was pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm still shocked. Anyways, she was cool. So that concludes our show tonight, I think.
You know you're interested into the death fetish subflame.
I'm interested in watching you in a death fetish scene, actually, now that you mention it.
Oh, my God. That's a wrap, guys. Tune in next week on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. You can follow me on Twitter at BoobzillaXXX. And my lovely co-host, Delicious. You can follow her
at Sexy Karen Fisher. My Instagram is KarenFisherXX.
See you all, you horny motherfuckers, next week.
Bye.
Bye.